It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Lanice Peterman. She is the mayor of Helper City. We've got quite a bit of stuff going on up in Helper that we need to talk about. We've got, of course, a lot going on with the river restoration, and they just got a really great grant and maybe a little bit more money that's going to be coming in for that. And then we're going to spend some time and talk about the thought processes and everything that went into the cancellation of the Arts Festival this year. Lanice, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, Dave, it's always great to visit with you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime. Well, let's start with the cool stuff about the river restoration. Recently, you made an announcement that you guys have received a grant for like $250,000. Is that right?
That is. We're super excited to be looking towards Phase 6, which will take us up to Gelati's Pond. There's a 12-foot man-made diversion that we want to return to a more natural state to allow for human and fish passage. So that's the first domino to speak when it comes to this particular phase. This is our most ambitious phase. We're looking at probably a project of roughly $2.3 million. So we have another $1 million outstanding in grant funding that we're hoping to hear in the next month or two. A lot of things have been delayed in awards because of the pandemic, so we're just, you know, patiently waiting to see what other funds we'll be able to pull in and use for that.
And as we were talking off the air the other night, my wife and I went for a walk up to on the parkway there, and a lot of great work is going on up there and has gone on.
We just finished Phase 5, so we're excited about that. And again, we're always a year out in our funding efforts, so we're looking at Phase 6 and excited to get this initial award from the Outdoor Rec Division of Utah State. They've been a strategic partner through the last three phases of river restoration work and continue to be so important to us to get this work done.
And so this Phase 6, like you said, is going to take it up to Gelati's Pond. And I don't know if you can kind of give people an idea of what is going to happen there. Is it going to be for like leisure use? Is it going to be for fishing that you're mostly doing the restoration part of it?
It will be a combination. We're actually looking at redoing the parking lot, the public restrooms located there. Like I said, getting rid of that 12-foot man-made diversion and returning it to a more natural state. Extending the river walk up that way so that you can get a little further north. So it's really, like I said, our most ambitious phase to date, and we really want to create like a start point to engage the river so that you could actually jump in at that point and tube all the way down to the beach behind the Balance Rock and grab a bite to eat or enjoy Main Street. So that really gives us that jump off point that we're sort of missing at this moment.
Well, and you know, every time my wife and I were discussing that too, and I think of cities and things like that that are the river is central to, the one that always comes to mind is Lava Hot Springs in Idaho. And you go through there, and they have a river that goes right through town, and people go tubing, just leisurely tube down the river and have a great time. That would be so fun to be able to do that in Helper.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're looking for. And we were fortunate in that we were looking at the Phase 5 work, and we had people kayaking down, and we were able to capture that video. And I believe it's up on the Helper City website, but that was just so fun to see and fun to actually capture on video, just impromptu.
So we've got a lot to look forward to as far as the river work in Helper is concerned, but maybe not until next year?
This project, our work is always done in the winter months, so we just finished phase five. So this would be starting next winter.
Okay. Now let's spend some time and talk about, recently it was announced that the Helper Arts and Music Festival has been canceled for this year. And, you know, there's been a lot of cancellations in the area, and these are things that are not taken lightly. They're not done like just spur of the moment. This is stuff that has to be planned and thought out, and you've probably been talking about it for at least a couple of months as far as whether to do it or whether to postpone it, right?
You're right. The festival, it's a great 3-day event, but literally work begins in January in the way of securing grant funding, community support, lining up bands, publicizing to art vendors who travel. So work really begins in January for an August festival. And we've been watching, you know, the pandemic unfold and had been closely monitoring it. And when we moved into the yellow phase, the state published specifically festivals and events guidelines that they put forth. And the guidelines were such that you'd have to have a single entry and exit point. You'd have to maintain your social distancing. Vendors could not be placed back to back. They'd have to have 10 feet between them. You know, cleaning after every patron who happened to stop at your booth. We just felt like, you know, it would be tough for people coming to town to adhere to those measures. And then, frankly, bands are not—they're not traveling. They're maintaining, you know, their health and making those decisions. So it just—it was proving too challenging, actually. And I know it was a heartbreaking decision for the board. It was sad for Helper City to see, because it's quite an economic boost in the way of sales tax. But, you know, people's health and public safety, that has to be our number one priority. And we could not take on that liability. We want our people safe and healthy. And we're looking forward to 2021 and making that one just the biggest and best that we can.
And you know, we talked about that off the air as well. It seems like that's what everybody is saying is, you know, we're going to look forward to next year, because 2020 is kind of a wash right now. So we're going to look forward to next year, and it's just going to come back and it'll be bigger than and better than ever.
Absolutely. We think we're going to have a wonderful festival in 2021. We sort of are viewing it as the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel. You know, by next August, we should all be in a better position financially. The economy has bounced back. People are back to work. You know, we have a vaccination that keeps us safe. All of those things, I mean, it'll be a real celebration when we get together in 2021.
Absolutely. Lanice Peterman, mayor of Helper City, we've been talking with her about river restoration and the cancellation of the Helper Arts and Music Festival. Is there anything else we need to touch on? We got everything, didn't we?
Oh, I think so. I mean, again, I would just say to all of our communities to hang in there. It will get better. We just need to make sure we're taking the right measures in protecting the health and well-being of all of our citizens as best we can as we kind of, you know, navigate this pandemic world as we know it today.
And we'll make it through. Lanice, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, just go to our website, castlecountryradio.com.